Hello, I'm Darren Burton, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. With the success of Toowoomba Regional Council's sustainable home in Ramsay Street, Council is keen to promote the many advantages of a sustainable lifestyle. So with me today is Sustainability Awareness Officer, Candice Laylor-Thompson. Hello, Candice.
Hi, Darren. Thanks for inviting me today.
My pleasure. Now, one of the things that Council has been involved in of late is Earth Hour, and that's coming up again. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Earth Hour is coming up again on the Saturday, the 27th of March this year. And we're just encouraging people to mark it in their calendars because it's a really great worldwide event to support.
Now, I believe the concept is actually global, right across the planet, but it first started here in Australia. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But a lot of people don't realise that Earth Hour actually started in Sydney back in 2007. It was started by the World Wildlife Fund branch down there. Last year, I actually went to a conference and I had the opportunity to meet the director. And he was just telling us all that Earth Hour really went global because they made the logo and the name free to use by everybody. And it just took off as a really creative movement all around the world. And he showed us a movie with some footage of the Sydney Harbour Bridge and lights, and the lights going off at 8:30 at night. And that was followed by the Eiffel Tower and Times Square in the US. And it was showing people having candlelit dinner parties and street parties in China and concerts and people in parks and beaches. And it was just a really moving DVD to watch, I guess. And it was just seeing everyone collectively working towards the one goal, just everyone saying that we care about the planet. And you looked around the room and there was like little tears in people's eyes. It was wonderful to see that this was actually an event that started in Australia.
Well, that's the thing, and I guess it's obviously more than just a conservational thing. You can make an event of it, you can have fun with your family, your friends, all that sort of thing. So what happened in the Toowoomba region last year then to mark Earth Hour?
Well, last year was actually quite a historic event for the Toowoomba Regional Council. It was the first time in our history that we had the lights off at City Hall. But I think one of the most amazing things was coming into work on Monday and just hearing people talk about what they did in their homes, turning off the lights at 8:30 on Saturday night. And, of course, the kids all running outside into the street to see who else had their lights off and who had their lights still on. And yeah, a lot of people were saying that they met their neighbours for the first time and saying hello and just bringing the conversation of talking about environmental awareness just to everyday people.
Well, that sounds great fun. Obviously, we want to keep the momentum going. What's on the cards for this year?
Well, to be honest, I don't really know what's happening this year. Obviously, Council's going to be supporting the event again with the lights off at City Hall and across all of our operational sites. Obviously, safety lights are going to be left on. But it's a community event, so we're looking forward to seeing what's going to be happening with different community groups, with environmental groups, with things that are happening at libraries, music groups, sporting clubs. I guess people can just log on to the website, which is earthhour.org, and they can find out what's going on around the nation and maybe get some ideas. And there'll also be some brochures and things available in the libraries.
Well, it sounds like a great excuse for a party, but it's still a little way off yet. When exactly is the date?
This year, Earth Hour is going to be Saturday the 27th of March, and it's lights off for 1 hour, starting at 8:30.
Well, that sounds great, and I guess a little closer to the mark, we'll probably put a reminder out as well to let people know that it's coming up. So thanks for that, Candice.
Thanks, Darren, for having me.
That was Candice Laidlaw-Thompson, TRC's Sustainability Awareness Officer. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.